Even as environmental groups gear up for Leavitt's confirmation hearings, they're also involved in a battle that is rapidly approaching a turning point. This is the final week for public comment on a controversial Bush administration proposal aimed at opening up new road building in some national forests. The policy change would allow Alaska to seek an exemption from the so-called roadless rule that has severely limited logging on thousands of acres of national forest. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Lovers of Alaska's Tongass National Forest brought their passion to the lower 48 this month. They traveled cross-country in a pair of painted Ford vans, attracting spectators with scenes of old-growth trees and lush wildflower landscapes. Along the way, environmentalist Shorin Brown of Juneau preached one message. He says the Bush administration is considering a plan that could destroy the Tongass. To give weight to his words, Brown first painted a picture of home.
I live in a place where all five species of wild salmon still run free in our rivers, and grizzly bears, it's not uncommon to see a grizzly bear snatch one of those salmon up out of the river. Just an amazing sight. And what do these creatures depend on? Standing wild forests.
Forests that environmentalists say would come under the axe if the Bush administration succeeds in exempting states from the federal roadless rule. Since this rule took effect during the Clinton administration, road building in public forests has ground to a halt. So too have the timber operations that depend on roads to haul trees out. Brown, who represents the Heritage Forests Campaign, explains the roadless rule came about only after 2 million Americans wrote to Washington demanding protection of national forests. Now, he says, advocates are at it again in the case of the Tongass, fighting to save the last of the old-growth trees that haven't been logged.
These lands are federal public lands. They belong to all Americans. We're not asking for a lot here. We're asking for the last scraps on the plate. It's time to get these places protected.
The crowd at this D.C. event was supportive, but back in southeast Alaska, this saving the last great forests kind of talk is considered deceptive by the people who still make a living in the timber industry. Pat Richter operates a small sawmill in Edna Bay. He supports the Bush administration's proposal and scoffs at the environmentalist message.
I mean, it's, you know, 1% of 1% of 1% of the truth. But that's how it is. They're telling the East Coast people will have no idea what's here. And you fly over and there's miles and miles of trees. It's just unbelievable that they can say that it's all done. It's all gone, you know.
Many of those trees are so-called second growth. Forests that were clear-cut 50 or 60 years ago now have next-generation trees as tall as 150 feet. This battle is focused on old-growth trees. The tight, clear wood produced by these trees is increasingly rare and very valuable, especially at a time when the U.S. timber market is in a slump. But environmentalists have dug in their heels because getting to the old stands of trees requires building new roads. The U.S. Forest Service is caught in the middle. Even though 80% of the regional economy is based on recreation and fishing, Tongass Ranger Dave Schmidt, who's stationed on Prince of Wales Island, knows that lifting the roadless ban would be a short-term boon for the communities that depend solely on logging. But he must also think long-term.
The future here on Prince of Wales and southern southeast is in our second growth. The area here grows trees very well, grows big trees quickly.
Mill owner Pat Richter would like a waiver from the roadless rule, but he's already looking toward the future. Despite a glut of cheap lumber on the international market, he's retooled his mill to produce niche log products from second-growth trees.
You can export that log to Japan and Korea and China and everything else, that second-growth spruce, you can export it tomorrow. A person just has to reach those markets, and these mills will do it eventually, if given the opportunity.
It will be another 10 to 15 years before most of the second growth will be commercially viable. Now, the question is whether they can cut the old growth that's ready to go. That depends on a mix of public opinion, politics, and economics. If the Tongass is exempted from the roadless rule, someone will have to foot the bill to construct new logging roads, a project with a price tag in the millions. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.